it's just
thanks.
Clicked over to 2 o'clock. So I would like to officially declare the ordinary council meeting for October for the Shire of Northampton open. This is the last council meeting for this particular local government period. Of course, we don't have an election on Saturday, but by the same token, it is the end of this period. I would like to begin by welcoming all councillors and staff to the meeting. We will begin by the acknowledgement of country. So we would like to respectfully acknowledge the Yamaji people, who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We would like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the traditions, the culture and hopes of the Yamaji people. Item number 3 is attendance, and we do have apologies today from Councillor Hay. 3.2, we have no approved leave of absence today. So I've moved now to item number 4, which is declarations of interest. And I understand we do have one of those.
Thanks, Madam President. I have a declaration of proximity interest from Councillor Rosalind Suckling in relation to item 9.4.3, proposed caravan park at Horrocks, and the nature of the councillor's interest is she owns a property adjacent to the lease for the proposed caravan park.
And that will require her to leave?
Correct.
Yes. So if you can just remind me to
yes.
do that. All right, we'll move now to item number 5, public question time. We have no people in the gallery, so I presume that we have no public questions taken on notice. Nope. Move now to item 6. So 6.1, we have no petitions. 6.2, no presentations. 6.3, there are no deputations. So we'll move to 6.4, which is councillor reports, and I'll start with mine. So on the 19th of September, which was the day after our last council meeting, I met with, along with the CEO Andrew and councillor Rosalind Suckling, with representatives from St John's. I can't recall their names, unfortunately. Justin and Patrick, thank you, Councillor Suckling, to discuss health services in Northampton. On the next day, Saturday the 20th of September, I gave an opening address at the Northampton Motors and Machinery Group. They had an open day and it was to celebrate the opening of a new shed, southern shed. From Monday to Wednesday, the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of September, I attended firstly the Mayor's and President's Forum and then the West Australian Local Government Conference at the Perth Convention Centre. On Friday the 25th of September, I attended the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting via Teams, so that was at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. On Tuesday the 30th of September, I had a phone call with Shane Silcox regarding the staff satisfaction survey and a further call on Monday the 6th of October. On Tuesday the 30th of September, I attended the Kalbarri Visitors Centre Committee meeting at Kalbarri at the Allen Centre. On Thursday the 2nd of October, I attended the community grant meeting in Kalbarri, which was at 9 a.m. And again on that day, later on that day, I attended a planning meeting with Councillors Rosalind Suckling and Councillor Hay and the CEO Andrew, and that was regarding the Northampton doctor's surgery. That meeting was at the Northampton office. On Wednesday the 8th of October, I attended a planning meeting regarding the Northampton doctor's surgery at a medical practice in Geraldton, along with Andrew, the CEO. And on Thursday, the 9th of October, I attended and gave a brief contribution to presentations at an open day at the Northampton Old School Community Incorporated NOSCI event. They had an open day. And that's me, thank you. Councillor Pike.
Yes, I attended the Walga down in Perth and also the community grants meeting.
Thanks, Councillor Pike. Councillor Gibb?
Nothing to report other than apologies for missing the council meeting on the 18th of September due to being hospitalised.
Thank you, Councillor Gibb. Councillor Carl Suckling?
The 26th of the September, Friday, I chaired the RIPAC meeting, and then on the 30th of September, attended the BFAC meeting. And that's all this month.
Thanks, Councillor Suckling. Councillor Burgess?
On the 20th of the 9th, I was very happy to go to the opening of the Motors and Machinery Shed and was pleasantly surprised by the extensive array and rate of how really good it was. Attended the Walga Conference, the 26th, the RIPAC, and the 2nd of the 10th, the grants.
Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Councillor Rosalind Suckling?
19th of September,
here with Liz and Andrew and Tim, with the St John's team. 20th of September, I also attended the Motors and Machinery Group Open Day, which was great. 22nd of September, I attended the Horrocks Community Centre meeting. I do have a bit of a report on that. The new committee is very exciting. They're very, very happy to get on with things, and they're changing things. And I've been given an update report on the tennis and lawn, bowls, fencing and court resurfacing. The background is during the strong winds a few months ago, the fence on the west side of the Horrocks tennis and lawns bowls area appears to have been pushed in. The fence is now leaning towards and in some sections over the lawn bowls green. They have a request that the Horrocks Community Centre Committee would like to request that Council supply pine poles to be used as supports along the west side of the fencing. These poles will be placed in time to reinforce the fence, ensuring it is structurally secure and straightened. This would strengthen that boundary and improve the overall safety and appearance of the area. They've also got plans, funding and future plans. The committee is currently working towards resurfacing the Horrocks tennis courts. They have been liaising with Brad Gardner, Sport and Recreation, Regional Services, and providing letters of support from the local businesses and community members. This preparation will assist in upcoming grant applications once funding becomes available. Brad has also requested confirmation of the local contribution, and the HCC have advised that the Horrocks Community Centre will contribute approximately 50% of the project cost. In addition, they've applied through the CBH Grassroots grant to help support the resurfacing project. A quote was previously received from West Coast Sporting Services, the resurfacing specialist, to complete the resurfacing using a lay-cold 3-coat acrylic system at an estimated cost of $47,500 plus GST. And they've sent along some photos of the area as well, which I'll leave here with you, Andrew. Then on the 26th of September, I attended the RIPAC meeting. 28th of September, I attended the Hampton Gallery Open Day, which was just fabulous. That has some really good stuff in there. 2nd of September, here in the afternoon, with Tim and Liz, a meeting concerning the Northampton Doctor Surgery. And then on the 9th of October, I attended the NAIDOC Community Open Day at the Old School, which was...
Yeah, good. And that's it for me. Thank you. Busy month for you, Councillor Suckling. We'll move now to item 7, which is confirmation of the previous minutes. So the minutes that was the ordinary meeting of council that was held on the 18th of September 2025. Do I have someone who is prepared to move that those minutes be true and correct? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do I have a seconder for that? I'm happy to second that. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Item 8, we have no motions of which previous notice has been given. So we'll move to section 9, which is officers' report. And the first one is 9.1.1, which is the consideration of the acquisition of plant for the 25-26 financial year. So we had a discussion about this prior to lunch. I will draw your attention on page 9 to the officers' recommendation. Do I have someone who is prepared to move that motion? And if there's a...
I'd like to move that motion, but with a amendment to section 2, instead of reading agree to trade the existing prime mover, it should read agree to trade the oldest 6-wheel truck and trailer combination.
Yes, so it should read, agree to trade the existing older 6-wheel truck and trailer for an indicative revenue of $80,000 excluding GST. I won't read out the rest of the recommendation, but there are 6 points. Councillor Carl Suckling has moved that. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Carl Suckling?
No, I'd just like to say it's long overdue.
Thank you. Councillor Roslyn Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions other than it's long overdue? I guess that was a comment. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to the next one, 9.1.2, which is the Chief Executive Officer Activity Report from July to September. Do I have someone who is happy to move that Council receives the CEO's activity report for that period in accordance with attachment 9.1.2, number 1? Councillor Pike has moved that. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gibb, is there any dissent to accepting that? I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.2.1, which is the monthly financial statements for the period ending the 30th of September 2025. You will have had a chance to look through all of the documentation that is presented in attachment 9.2.1 number 1, and there was a bit of discussion about a few questions about that prior to lunch. Is someone happy to move that Council receives the monthly financial report for that period, ending the 30th of September 2025 in accordance with that particular attachment? Thank you, Councillor Burgess. Do I have a seconder for that particular motion? Thanks, Councillor Gibb. Is there any dissent to accepting that report? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. Moving to the next one, which is 9.2.2, which is the proposed list of accounts for endorsements as of the end of September 25, and obviously we're moving that today. So the officer's recommendation is on page 17. I won't read out all of the EFT details and the cheque numbers, but is someone happy to move that we accept and declare that as authorised expenditure for this particular month? Thank you, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Richard Burgess. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. We'll move now to the first of the planning items, which is 9.3.1, the Night Market Kalbarri Market Sisters are the proponents for that. There's a report that has been presented there, and I'll draw your attention on page 22. Is somebody happy to move that Council supports the applicant's proposed event dates of January the 6th to the 7th, April 7th to the 8th, July the 14th and 15th, and September 29th and 30th, 2026, which fall into the school holidays, subject to submission and approval of event applications and temporary food licence application as may be required? Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion?
People get more choices.
Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? The only comment that I will make, I was up there in the school holidays the holidays just gone on one of the nights, and yes, it was very well. There was lots. I didn't actually go down to the event, but there were lots and lots of people, so it's obviously creating a bit of interest. So with that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.3.2, which is the proposed award of tender RFT 02 of 2025, Kalbarri Foreshore Master Plan and Project Management Plan. The information is presented to you. Also, there's an attachment which has the tender document details. We have two conforming tenders, and on page 26, the officer's recommendation, this must be passed by absolute majority, but is someone happy to move that Council award tender 02/2025 relating to the review of the Kalbarri Foreshore Master Plan in order to facilitate a revised stage one for the Kalbarri Foreshore Revitalisation Project to Realm Studios for a lump sum cost of $195,270, excluding GST. Councillor Burgess is happy to move that. Do we have someone who's happy to second it? Thanks, Councillor Gibb. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Gibb, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.4.1, which is the planning decisions for the month of September 2025. Is someone happy to move that Council receive the report on planning decisions for September 2025 as detailed in attachment 9.4.1, number 1? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Second, and Councillor Carl Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? If there's not, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one is item 9.4.2, which is change of use from a dwelling to a holiday house at lot 117, which is number 35 Mortimer Street, Kalbarri. So the information has been presented in the report. So I draw your attention on page 34 and 35 to the officer's recommendation. There are 9 points and 1, 2, 3, 6 advice notes. And obviously there's some attachments that give further information. Is someone happy to move that officer's recommendation as it has been written?
Just before I agree with that, under guest register, that talks about unauthorised officer. Does that mean to be authorised officer?
On whereabouts is that, sorry?
Under guest register on page 32 down the bottom. Who are they referring to there?
The applicant is required to maintain a guest register of all guests, and this is made.
Thank you.
So that should be to an
authorised.
Thank you.
I agree with the.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
Need a mover.
So is someone happy, thank you. Is someone happy to move that motion as it is written by the officer? Thank you, Councillor Gibb. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Burgess, thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion,
no.
Councillor Gibb? Councillor Burgess, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? With that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. So be careful with you, Councillor Roslyn, luckily. The next one is 9.4.3, the proposed caravan park, which is part of lot 101 Glance Street, Horrocks. And yes, I just asked Councillor Suckling if she would mind stepping out for it while we debate this. So there is quite a detailed explanation or report that's been presented by Brian, and obviously this has quite a long history. So I'll draw your attention on page 44, 45, 46, 47 to the officer's recommendation. And can I just say that at, yes, 0.1K, it's just an omissions, it's just a typo really, but at the end of that it should read, all parking associated with the use hereby approved, including the storage of boats, boat trailers and other vehicles, shall be wholly contained within the property to the satisfaction, and it should include of the Shire of Northampton. And I'm happy to move that. Is there someone who's happy to second that motion? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. I don't wish to make any comment in terms of speaking towards it. In terms of speaking to it, I think that it's all self-explanatory. Councillor Burgess, do you wish to? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. If someone could just ask Councillor Suckling to come back in, that would be great. So just for your information, Councillor Suckling, that was passed 5-0, is that right? So
correct.
Everyone was in support of that motion. The next item is 9.7.1, which is the receipt of capital grants for the Northampton Bushfire Brigade and Kalbarri State Emergency Service. So this relates to a state government election commitment for some funding at Kalbarri, so at the SES building in Kalbarri, motorised garage doors and 2 trailers and communication systems. The officer's recommendation is on page 51, as well as the explanation for our annual budget, and this must be passed by absolute majority. Do I have someone who is happy to move that motion as it is presented? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Carl Suckling. Thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Castle, I think no. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? The only comment that I would make is yes, we do absolutely acknowledge the efforts and the work that the Kalbarri SES has put into in identifying their needs and working really tirelessly for the community at Kalbarri. So with that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one is 9.8.1, which is the information items in regard to the maintenance and construction works program. So that information is presented there, and also there is an attachment, 9.8.1 number one, which you've had a chance to look at. Is there someone who's happy to move that council receives the Executive Manager of Works and Technical Services information items? Thank you, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Gibb. Is there any dissent to accepting this motion? No, if there's not, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. And then we've got some minutes that we need to approve. So the first one is item 9.9.1, which is the unconfirmed minutes of the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 26th of September. You will have had a chance to look at the minutes of that meeting at attachment 9.9.1 number 1. Are we happy to, is someone happy to move that we approve, or that we, sorry, we receive the unconfirmed minutes of the RIPAC committee meeting that was held on that date in accordance with the attachment? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No? If that's the case, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.9.2, which is the unconfirmed minutes of the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 30th of September 2025. So again, those minutes were presented at attachment 9.9.2, number 1. And I draw your attention on page 63 to the officer's recommendation. Firstly, that we receive and note the unconfirmed minutes and that we adopt the Bushfire Brigade Operational Manual as shown in attachment in the attachment part 2 of 9.9.2. That we update the terms of reference. Number 4, that we appoint Miss Tatiana Vivades, I should say, as the Shire of Northampton Chief Bushfire Control Officer. And number 5, we appoint Mr. Brock Luchev as the Deputy Fire Control Officer. Number 6, we request the Chief Executive Officer to give public local public notice of the appointments outlined within points 4 and 5 of above. And number 7, that we consider the allocation of an honorarium for the position of Chief Bushfire Control Officer as part of the 25-26 annual budget. Is someone happy to move that, please, that we accept those minutes and note those points? Thank you, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Seconded, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Roslyn Suckling?
No.
Councillor Carl Suckling, no. Does anyone wish to speak against accepting these minutes, noting those changes of personnel? No, with that I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. The next lot of minutes that need to be accepted by Council are the unconfirmed minutes of the Community Grant Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 2nd of October 2025. So the information is presented to you there, and the officer's recommendation on page 66 and 67. Outlines that we receive and note unconfirmed minutes of that particular meeting as shown in attachment 9.9.3 number 1. So that's just a correction, as we have had a little bit of a hiccup with our program system. And also at point 2, it lists the recipients of the grants for this particular, it's round 1 for the program 2025-26. That being the KDA for Christmas in the Park, KDA for the Australia Day event, the Horrocks Community Centre for a New Year's Eve family event, number 4, the Kalbarri Arts and Crafts Association for Empowering Chance for Our Future Vision. I think they're celebrating a significant anniversary. Number five, Kalbarri Offshore Fishing Club for the 39th Kalbarri Sports Fishing Classic. Number six, the Northampton Basketball Club to reduce fees to make basketball more inclusive. And number seven, a community champion to extend the Botanic Line extension stage 2 and 3. And also that we note we are awaiting a detailed agenda item from the Shire officers regarding some other community projects and programs that they will present to us, hopefully at the November meeting. And there's four of those that you can see there. Someone happy to move that particular motion, please? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Seconded, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Pike?
Yeah, money was spent.
Thank you. We weren't fully subscribed. I think our subscription was for this time was about 30,000. Is that correct? So
60,000.
Yes, but we are waiting to hear about these other projects. So that's been moved by Councillor Pike, seconded by Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Does anyone wish to speak against this? I will put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. And yes, it's great to see that there are a number of events that will take place in the next period, which is fantastic. The next section, we have no late reports today. So I move to section 11, questions from members. We have no response to questions from members that were taken at the last meeting. So item 11.2, are there any members that have questions for today's meeting? No. And item number 12, does anyone have any motions for consideration at our next meeting? No. Item number 13, is there any new business of an urgent nature which will be introduced by the decision of the meeting? No urgent business. Number 14, does anyone have any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Burgess?
I'll be unable to attend the special meeting on Monday.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
So we need mover and seconder.
So is there someone who is happy to move that we accept that application for leave of absence? So Councillor Burgess will not be here on Monday. Thank you, Councillor Carl Suckling. Seconded, Councillor Des Pike. Is there any dissent to accepting that?
I'll be sure to make sure he's on every committee.
Yes, you.
We're more than happy to go on every committee that I'm already on.
Maybe we need to talk to you then before you get away today. But so that has been passed. So if there's no further business, I would like to thank you for your attendance. This is the last meeting of this particular local government. We do have a retiring councillor today, and I would sincerely like to thank Councillor Gibb for his contribution over the last 4 years. Thanks, Trevor. 4 years is a long time in local government, and I had to scratch back through my memory. So back in October 2021, Gary Keith was our CEO. Rob Horseman also joined council at the same time as you did. The whole local government area was in quite a degree of shock after Cyclone Seroja. I recall there was a hiccup with Councillor Hayes' renomination, and he actually wasn't a councillor at the start of that period. Shane Cracker retired at the very start of that term, and certainly the Kalbarri community was feeling the pressure of the whole cyclone induced, well, essentially was an economic downturn. My recollection, and I don't know whether I'm right or not, is that there was an election for the Kalbarri ward, and along with former councillor Peter Stewart, you actually won your position via a vote, which is probably very rare in this particular local government area. So congratulations on that. But thank you for all that you have done to represent and serve the Shire of Northampton, but also thank you for what you've done to serve the community at Kalbarri, particularly in the area of surf lifesaving. You've obviously done a lot, not just in our local government area, but up and down the coast. And if I recall, because you've probably been on council about 12 months and Carol became unwell, and it was quite a difficult time for you to to be able to leave her on her own. So it was a very challenging time, and your circumstances did probably change quite quickly. But I thank you for seeing out the term. We really appreciate that you served out your full term, and we just like to wish you all the best for the next chapter of your life.
Remember, coming out to your property.
I remember. I was thinking that the other day. I thought this nice, bright, shiny car rolled up at the back of my house, and yes, I think
it was
covered in dust. So sorry about that. But yes, and we'll extend an invitation to our Christmas party, and we will have a farewell celebration at that if you would like to join us for that. So thank you. So with that, I would like to declare the meeting closed at
2:30.
Thank you.